Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking with Meredith. We're going to be sharing a couple reasons why you may not be seeing the results that you're looking for in your exercises, your strength training. What's causing that? Mm. Are you ready to do this, Meredith?
I'm ready.
All right, great. We'll see you guys on the inside. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us on the Senior Fitness Podcast with Meredith. We're really, really excited to have you here today. We've got a topic we're going to be talking about not seeing, why am I not seeing the results that I want when I exercise?
Right.
You know, that's a common question that we receive. It's a common question that a lot of people ask. And we're going to be sharing some of those reasons why you may not be seeing that.
Yeah.
But first, before we do that, we just want to send out a friendly reminder to visit our website, seniorfitnesswithmeredith.com. Check out all of our latest and greatest exercises, workouts, podcasts, you name it. We put it all there. And sign up for our newsletter, which we send out once a week. And in it, we have all of our latest content so you can stay up to date with you. And we love doing that. So, so today's topic, mm-hmm. we're jumping into not the frustrations of not seeing results.
Yes.
When you exercise. And as per usual, Meredith, we always love to hear your experiences with this and why is this a thing? You know,
yes.
as far as like a lot of the clients you used to work with,
right.
was this a problem?
Yes. It was a workout. It was a problem with every client I've ever worked with.
Mm-hmm.
From any age group. So male, female, doesn't matter. It seems like it's always been a question. Why am I not seeing the results I want to see? Why is it taking so long? Why mm-hmm. is it ABC? So it's very common from everyone I've worked with. And I think that's kind of where this came up, where I came up with this. I think we may have gotten a question, maybe a YouTube comment or a question was posed via email asking, you know, why am I not seeing the results that I want to see?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing this for this amount of time and I'm doing this. What do I need to change? What do I need to do?
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be a lot of different information that we'll say, and there's a ton more out there. Just know that we're not doctors and physicians who are looking at just one case, just one person. Because it's going to be different for everyone, but just a few, we'll give a few tidbits,
mm-hmm.
Like we do. I always like to put that little reminder out there that we aren't doctors and physicians who are, or dietitians who are telling you what you should be doing, because everybody's different.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Everybody's got different body types, different walks of life, you name it.
Yeah, that's it.
What kind of expectations do people have when they exercise, you know, in general, what kind of expectations have you heard over the years that people think they're going to get mm-hmm. when they exercise?
Well, that would be probably the first thing that I would bring up when it comes to why you're not seeing results. People think it happens almost literally overnight,
mm-hmm.
And which always has amazed me, no matter what age. Again, they think, well, I've been doing this workout for 2 weeks. Why am I not, you know, like the person in the picture? Or why don't I look the way that I thought I would? Why haven't I lost the amount of weight that I want to? I think we have this sense of we want it overnight because that's the way life is these days. And we feel like we're working so hard and we've given up time in our lives, which is the number one thing that we have, right, to do these workouts. We may have changed our eating, our diets a little bit. We're doing all of these things, as we would say to ourselves, I'm doing all of this and it's still not working. But it takes time. It not only takes time to get to that result that you're doing, if you're doing it correctly even, but then it becomes a lifelong thing in order to maintain and sustain that. So I think a lot of people don't think about that. They think, I'm going to get there, and now I'm going to be there for the rest of my life. When if you had to work that hard to get there, you have to work that hard for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much how it works. most people don't want to hear that, though. So when I say it doesn't happen overnight, it's going to take a lot of time. if you actually want it to stay, even, we don't, quick fixes are out there, but those don't stay. So, yeah, number one thing that I would have brought up, which you brought up, is, yeah, people thinking that it happens overnight, basically. Mm-hmm. And that's from people I've worked with in their 20s up to their 80s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's easy to feel like that, especially the world we live in where, you know, we're so inundated with imagery of people who are physically fit and they make it look easy. And it's like, it's all around us.
Yes. And they show, I do this one 10-minute workout twice a week and look what I look like. It's not, that's not reality. Mm-hmm. I think deep down we all know that, but we wish, we hope. Because if this person, who is clearly not telling the truth, does that, then we could do that too. We know it takes a lot more than that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's kind of been some of the things that people over the years that you've heard wanted to accomplish? Is it weight loss? Is it I want muscles? Is it,
a lot of weight loss. People will put a huge number out there for whatever reason and say, I want to get to this weight, which means I need to lose this many pounds, which is great and can be done if it's for your body, mm-hmm. right? But it will take time. Once again, it'll take a lot of time if you want it to stay. I want 6-pack abs. I want to be able to see my abs. Mm-hmm. I want toned and defined. Men want toned and defined chest and shoulders. You name it. I've heard from every age. I want my arms to look more muscular. This was from like an 80-year-old that I was training. Again, nothing wrong with that, but it's just going to take more work and effort. Mm-hmm. We have visuals, I think, a lot of times in our head. So when we do say, why am I not reaching my goal? Why am I not seeing the result that I want? It's because we have a visual of what we think we should look like. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about this many, many times, as you kind of said, hit upon is if we are able to look that way, if mm-hmm. our body should look like that or have 6-pack abs or, mm-hmm. you know, or have a defined chest and shoulders. It's just dependent on every body and what we choose to put ourselves through. Mm-hmm. But like you said, also looking at magazines and watching movies and going, but they did it. They did it. And they don't look like that normally, though. So my favorite was always the I want 6-pack abs, which is great. But you have 6-pack abs. I always tell everybody you have many abdominals. You just can't see them.
Right.
There's a layer of fat over them that we have to get rid of in order to see them. You have abdominals. So yeah. We grow the abs, but you have to do a lot of work to get rid of the fat. And that's not as fun. So
mm-hmm. That's interesting. You bring up a lot of vanity reasons.
Yes.
Why people want to exercise. Yes. Have you ever kind of come across people who are like, I want to exercise because I want to lower my cholesterol level, you know, and stuff like that for inner health reasons.
I've worked with a couple people that their mission was to lose weight so they could get a certain surgery, like a knee replacement. Mm-hmm. And doctors said, if you don't lose this amount of weight, this knee surgery, it's not worth it. You have to lose weight. So they were trying to lose weight for that reason. I remember that one in particular. Anytime someone goes under anesthesia, and if you are a certain weight, they do get very weary to do any types of surgeries. So trying to lose weight because of that is a big one. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, most of the time it was for vanity reasons more so than medical reasons, mm-hmm. which, yeah, or even a lot of the times, of course, working with older people, they'd want to get in shape and they wanted to see results just because they were putting so much time and effort into it. But they'd have a tendency to do it more, not so much for vanity, but for independence and that type of thing. So,
a little
different, but yeah. A few would wish they could lose the bat wings or, you know, the poochy stomach, as they call it, those types of things. But yeah, it's mainly for independence, but a few vanity and this many pounds I want to lose.
Yeah. And it's interesting. It doesn't matter what age you are.
It does
not.
You
hear those things at all ages.
That's right.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of the reasons why you may not be seeing the results you're looking for.
Right. So the main one would have been because we think we should see it overnight. We're not giving our bodies enough time. So going a little more into that, it does take a lot of time to see results as far as building muscular strength. You have to put a lot of work into it. You have to push yourself. If you're trying to gain muscle, that means overloading your muscles, so you can't stay at the same pound dumbbells forever. You have to keep upping, or you need to up your repetitions, that type of thing. When it comes to losing weight, it can't happen overnight. You should be fueling. It shouldn't happen overnight. I should say it better. Because you should be fueling your body properly. That will actually help you lose weight in the long run. But that's going to help you to continue to do your workouts every day. If you're trying to do cardiovascular because you want to, the end all is, I want to lose weight. That's all you're thinking about. You do have to up the cardiovascular. So you can't just stay at, you know, 5 or 10 minutes of just walking in place. You're going to have to get the heart rate up a little bit more. And it's going to take time for your body to figure out what you're doing and that it's trying to burn fat and it's not pulling from the resources and the reservoirs of other areas of your body. It will eventually start burning that fat and not using other things because the body's an amazing thing. It finally figures out what it's doing. So giving it time is key. Number one in anything that you're trying to do and maintain.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-494-8310. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-494-8310. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-494-8310.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
From strength training to cardiovascular and losing weight. Yes.
And do you hear this maybe more so for people who are just starting out with exercise or, you know, have been doing it for a while? I mean, is that even
I think people who are just kind of starting out or have put in their head, I have this goal all of a sudden. Where before it was, I did, you know, I worked out 3 times a week. I walked, I did the elliptical. Occasionally I would do weights, you know, just light weights, you know, use the machines, whatever it is. That was your plan. That was fine. That's good. But then all of a sudden you went, oh, I have this event and now I want to wear this size dress for some reason and look this way in my head. So I need to lose 20 pounds by Saturday. Right. And us fitting in 2 more workouts during the week isn't going to do that. Nor should it. The body's not made to do that. So, yeah, giving the body more time is going to, and I keep saying it just so it's that reminder, it's going to actually maintain those types of things, which it's important. If you have these goals, you don't want to reach it and then say you lost 60 pounds and then gain it right back because you didn't do it the right way. That happens so often.
Right.
So taking your time, not thinking it's an overnight journey to get to your goal to see results.
Super important. Definitely important.
Yes.
What else? What other kind of reasons do you think that we may not be seeing the results we want?
A lot of times it can be what we eat. And that's where I preface by saying I'm not a nutritionist. But we take that part out for some reason when it comes to the, but I'm exercising, I'm lifting heavier weights, I'm working out longer, I'm running, I'm doing this, whatever it is that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing everything, I'm trying everything, but you haven't ever looked at your diet and what that could be doing. So you really have to focus on that. And eating less is not what you should be doing, mm-hmm. especially if you're working out more. You need to be fueling the body properly. If you're trying to gain muscle, you have to eat more protein. It's just the way it works. You have to eat good carbs if you're trying to go run a marathon, let's say, because you have to have energy reserves that can be pulled from. So you have to eat good carbohydrates and fruits and veggies. You have to hydrate. You have to have a lot of fluid in you, water preferably, to maintain your hydration levels so you don't get lethargic, so you can get through your workouts, so your body can sweat it out, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But really looking at your diet and what you're eating or not eating will help with getting to results. Again, I'm not a dietitian. Everybody is different. If you really, really don't feel like, if you feel like you're eating great, but you don't feel like results are happening, it's a good time to talk to someone that knows more about that, because they do a lot of panels on your body and they see what it doesn't have a lot of, what it needs more of. Mm-hmm. Vitamins, minerals you can get from supplements or from different foods, things like that.
Yeah. And diet aspect of it is really, it's more challenging, I think, than the exercise part, because
it is.
You have to eat multiple times a day.
Right.
And if you're not kind of making sure you're eating the right foods throughout the day, it's going to contribute to you not seeing the results that you want to see when you do exercise.
Exactly.
After you do exercise, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you think a lot of people have more difficulty with the dieting side?
Oh, 100%.
Than the exercising side?
Almost everyone I've worked with. As soon as I would say, let's do a food journal, because I'm working out with you, but I'm not following you home and watching you eat. As mm-hmm. soon as I would get that food journal, they knew already walking in, if they were honest, that this is where I'm falling back.
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
is why I'm not seeing the results. And that's not easy to change. No matter what your age is, where you're at in life, life's hard when it comes to your meals and things like that, and trying to prep them. And if you have a family, and if you have kids, and mm-hmm. if you're on the go, and if you're by yourself and you're older and you're not taking in enough food, you're not hungry, you know?
Right.
So yeah, making sure we're eating properly. And again, I bring that up also because a lot of times people will stop eating the amount that they should, and they will lose weight, but then your body goes into that mode of starvation, and then it will start getting bigger with you only eating a few number of calories, because it's trying to use anything that's in the body to basically stay alive. Mm-hmm. So your protein won't go to your muscles anymore. It's going to be used to maintain. So fruits and veggies won't go to give you all the vitamins and minerals the proper ways. So making sure you continue to eat. You will lose weight in the beginning of starvation, basically, but that is not going to sustain, and that's really, really, really bad for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dangerous path to go down.
Right, right, definitely. Great reasons so far. I mean, I think a lot of people will probably mm-hmm. identify with a lot of these at some point. What else do you have?
My next one I'll bring up, just because when it comes to time, I always like to bring up certain things, because you can go online and you can look up and probably see the same three things in the row. But mm-hmm. A lot of times we're either looking for a magic number or a look. So we don't feel like we're seeing results because we haven't hit that number on the scale, or when I look in the mirror, I don't look the way I want to. Therefore, I must not be seeing results.
Mm-hmm.
When if you are getting out there, I will say, if you are trying, when it comes to your exercising, you are working out, you're doing your best wherever you're at. You're trying to stay as healthy as you possibly can when it comes to your diet. And I'm a very big proponent on cheat days, and you can't stay stringent and strict every single day. That's not life and living, in my opinion. Everyone's different, though. But if you know you're putting in the work in every way, you're sleeping good, you're trying to stay less stressed, that all has a lot to do with weight loss. And you're still not seeing, quote unquote, the results. Let's go back and what were you and what are we trying to get to?
Mm-hmm.
What is the end result? Because if you're putting in all of the work, most likely your body is changing. You may not see it because it's so gradual, as it should be, but do your pants fit differently? Looking at your face shape and just the way you carry yourself and your posture, things like that are ways to see results as well. Not just, I want to be this number on that scale, or look like this picture that's hanging on my mirror. And I don't look like that yet, therefore.
Right.
So trying to get that, it's kind of more of the mental, I guess, I'm trying to bring in, that we sometimes get in a little fog as to where we should be, and it messes with our heads. So just reminding ourselves, what is that result we want to see? Because most likely you are seeing some results. They're occurring, I guess, but maybe you're not seeing them because you don't see what you want yet.
And that's that's difficult to understand.
It is.
Because you probably do see results, but you're not seeing like them maybe quickly enough, or you're not acknowledging that you're making progress.
Exactly.
Because, you know, we're always our own worst critic, right?
Totally.
And,
yes.
You know, does that contribute to our overall feeling like, well, you know, I'm not seeing these results, even though they are happening, you're just not acknowledging them, maybe?
Yes. Oh, that's exactly it. Yeah. We always are going to nitpick something about ourselves, even if we got to look like that picture, even when you get to that number on the scale. You're going to go, oh, this isn't, I'm still not what I want. Now I got to find another picture and come up with a new number.
Right.
There'll always be something. So just getting those types of things out of our head and getting past a number is getting past that visual. Kind of getting more into the look at how good I am doing and reminding ourselves of that. A lot of times I do like to bring up that not everyone's supposed to get to a certain number or look like a certain picture, no matter what age we are. Our bodies are all built so differently. So we have to remember that as well. So really breaking it down to, you're seeing results if you feel like you're getting stronger, both cardiovascularly and strength training wise, that's helping you all over. It's helping outside of your body, even if you don't feel like you see it, but it's really helping the inside of you. So,
Yeah, I guess it would be, what would be the best ways to measure your results?
Right.
Aside from, you know, visually looking in the mirror and saying, do I look thinner or something like that?
Right.
What would be a really good way to measure results so that you can say, oh, I am making progress?
Yeah.
You
know? My biggest thing is the feeling. You feel like you have more energy. You feel like your body's able to move better than it was before. You feel stronger overall. That's kind of that, like I said, your presence. You feel like you're holding yourself better. Your you know, shoulders are back. You're not slouched over. You're those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
It shows that the body is getting stronger. It doesn't have to be just, you know, because you lost 10 pounds. Like I said earlier, too, the body works in mysterious, great ways. So we have to give it credit where it's due. You see people who kind of, they may not look like they work out all the time, but you can kind of tell. And it's that posture, how they hold themselves. how the body is allowing their muscles to work and hold them up. So, yeah, I think that's a huge one. I would also say, you know, how your clothes fit you. Mm-hmm. That could be different for everyone, though, so not necessarily want to bring that up. But a lot of times we go, I don't think I've lost any weight. Then you put those, it's always this pair of jeans on. You're like, wow, these fit a little bit better than what they did before. Maybe mm-hmm. I did lose a little weight. Your body changes. Muscles grow and fat goes away and body changes in different ways. So mm-hmm. clothes can be another one, but again, that's different for everyone.
Right. What about the feelings of, you know, plateauing? You are exercising. You've seen results in the past. Yep. You're happy with those. So you keep going. And then after a while, you feel like you're kind of plateaued.
Yeah, I have that written down, actually. I didn't know if I'd bring that one up, but it's quite common. You get to a point, where you feel like you've done everything and your body's just kind of stuck. And it almost can be. That's where we have to switch things up a little bit when it comes to either the weight that we're lifting, the type of workouts that we're doing. I know a lot of times people will be so hardcore into maybe cardiovascular. I got to do this many minutes on the treadmill or whatever device you want to use, or getting outside if you go for a walk or a mm-hmm. run or a bike or a recumbent or whatever it is, or swim or lift so many pounds, but maybe start doing some yoga or Pilates. Mm-hmm. Body will change in many different ways because you are changing it up, lifting heavier weights, or maybe trying bands or different workouts and different movements in your workouts. We like to do the same things over and over again, which is nothing wrong with that. But then it is nice to switch those up to make the body guess a little bit and the muscles work differently, because then they will start taking shape in a different way and the kind of body wakes up and says, oh, now we're doing this. So you can get past that plateau. But a lot of times a plateau we can also call a number. And again, sometimes that number is your number. you don't need to starve yourself to lose 10 pounds to get to a number that you know you're only going to gain back, because that's where the body's comfortable. So depending on the type of plateau, but if you're working and you're doing kind of the same thing over and over again, the body can kind of go, okay, I do this. This is what I do. This is comfortable. This is what we do. This mm-hmm. is good.
Yeah, right.
Okay, but now we're going, wait, I'm not seeing any difference. And that's when we should change it up. But there's so many different ways, again, to change it up. Mm-hmm. If you're open to different types of workouts, that's an awesome thing to do. It's good for the body. It's great for the brain. Or upping it as far as the cardiovascular types of workouts that you're doing, length of time, intensity, or lifting heavier or doing more repetitions, changing up the movements you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Keeping it fresh, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Exactly.
Some final thoughts on, the feelings of not seeing the results.
Yeah, so my final thoughts would be, I'm glad we kind of brought this one up. I think it's a good topic for all ages, but especially seniors too, who we still have visuals, we still have numbers we want to see, we still have things we want to do. But the results are probably there if you're putting the work in. Let's just remember that we need to keep putting that work in. We need to keep working on ourselves, both physically, but of course the mental and emotional parts as well. It's going to help you see the results inside of you internally, because you are putting the time in mm-hmm. With the diet and exercise and all of that. So just keep moving, keep doing it. Try and change intensity if the body allows on certain days, and feel good, feel energized every day you wake up and walk around a little bit taller and stronger, mm-hmm. because I'm sure the results are there. Just believe in them.
Yep, definitely believe in yourself, those results. If you're putting in the work, you're staying consistent,
yes.
and you're you know, living a
right.
healthy lifestyle as far as eating goes and things like that, you know, just stick with it.
Exactly.
And we are glad that you stuck with us. Thank you for making it on this episode. Don't forget to swing by our website, seniorfitnesswithmeredith.com. Check out our latest and greatest content and sign up for our newsletter, and you'll get all of our latest information emailed to you every week. So until the next episode, we'll see you guys later.
Bye-bye.
It's time to rethink, renew, and reimagine retirement. Hey everybody, Jared Sebesta here, host of Retire Repurposed. Now, this podcast is about the non-financial parts of retirement, which many times can be even more challenging than the financial. We believe retirement is not the end, rather the beginning of what could be the most impactful, purposeful, and fulfilling season of a person's life. So don't retire, become repurposed. To listen now, search Retire Repurposed on your favorite podcast platform, Senior Resource, or Life Audio.